kid Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time we come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this country that we love's undivided.
Welcome back.
All right, top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. It's Wednesday, March 9th, 2022. I really appreciate your enthusiasm and your zeal, and it's not just that, Lauren. We are not powerless, and that is what I've been trying to say this morning. You know, we are conditioned in ways that most people don't realize to act like herd animals and beasts, really, and we're not. So it's time to stop acting like that. And there's a lot at stake.
Well, there you go. And I'll wrap it up. The practical steps, though, are just respecting truth. Stop obeying illegitimate authority. Stop just doing what people tell you to do. Obey the God that created you. You work the way it's like putting sugar in your gas tank. You can do it, but the results won't be good. So keep your children in your home. Make sure you control their education. Stop leaving them open with these cell phones and this pervert corrupts, you know, the Bible says to watch what goes in the eye gate, in the ear gate, for a reason, because this is what shapes, this is what comes, this is what you're building out of that child. And so when you do tranny story time and all this freakdom, all these lies, no history, they can't write cursive, they don't know the word of God, you've done this to your child. You've crippled your own offspring, and that is in your control, and you can fix that. Well, you know, try some of these teachers that didn't want to take the shot. They'd love to teach 10 kids. Everybody pitch in $50. You're good. So, you know, turn off the TV. If you stop listening and letting them tell you what you're to think about. I remember when they ran over all those white children in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and it was there for a day and then gone. And because somebody didn't tell you to care about how many people died in that, like 20, 25, this guy ran over a bunch of white babies in America, and nobody cares. But you're over there worried about Ukraine and their border. You got millions of brown skins coming in here, overwhelming your country. And because the media is not telling you to pay attention, you don't know to pay attention. You have no sense of self-preservation. You have no common sense. That's because you've poisoned your mind with that constant stream, an open sewer running through it from the television and from YouTube and from that computer phone. We need to get back in. I call it 3D me. Get back into touching your life. Put your hands in the dirt. Grow a garden. Touch your kids. Talk to them every day. Teach them the truth. The Bible says, raise up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Who goes to do something bad as an adult? Who goes to do, you know, you're 20 years old. Huh? Gee, I really want to go use heroin. I mean, huh? That doesn't happen. I mean, you know, you get the kids when they're young and dumb. That's why they want the tranny stuff in front of them, the pervert sex in front of them, when they're young. Because once you taint them, you can't untaint them. You know, it's you've damaged them. You've taken something from them. And then, what's that? Keep your money in your pocket. Keep your children in your home. Boycott big business. Obey God. Obey the Ten. Stop obeying illegitimate authority. And then take action in terms of stopping to give your money, the fruit of your labor, to this entity that is posing as government. These are pirates wearing the, Joe Biden is a pirate wearing the uniform of your president. And everybody knows it. And yet you give him your money and you do what he says and you keep supporting these wars like they're real. This Ukrainian stuff is just a bunch of nonsense. Same as Iraq, same as Afghanistan. Same thing all the damn time. Aren't we tired of this yet? Aren't we tired of contributing to this yet? Because when we get bored and just stop paying attention to it, don't watch it, don't talk about it at the water cooler, don't chip into it. Put your Republic Broadcasting information out there. I'm getting kicked off of radio shows all over, you know, local AM, FM. But hey, that's where the party is. So I appreciate everything you're doing. I love the conversation. I love the depth of it. And it's really hard because not a lot of people want to talk about this kind of thing. But I'm sick of talking about what they want to talk about. Stop letting them control.
I think more people are
discussed.
Willing to. And I think it's happening. That's part of what I was saying about the gentleman that I know. That's some interesting things are happening. I think, you know, based on where we're at, I think it'll be interesting to see what happens in about 6 to 9 months. I think that people are becoming more willing to have the difficult conversations. When things are easy, everybody wants to dismiss and eschew the real issues. But these days, it seems people are more inclined, in my estimation anyway, to have the difficult conversations.
Well, pain will put you on your knees. It's how he got me. It's how he gets everybody. So humble yourself before the truth. Seek it. Force it into the mainstream by videoing yourself as you go to your congressmen, your senators, your local prosecutors with the information from Thomas Renz, renz-law.com. Show the government DMED database of the documented murder of the American military and their families with this shot. You know, we've got to put that pressure on them. Load it up. Yeah, they're going to kick it off of your webby social platforms, but there's a lot of platforms. Get it up there. This is how we fight them. It's not a physical fight. You don't have to stop them. You have to expose and overturn. People, if they didn't lie to people and limit what they saw, people wouldn't do what they say. So if we can show the people, if we can videotape ourselves at these, you know, putting it up, showing that the congressman got the information, showing that they heard it explained, how do they explain that they're not going to do anything about it? Yeah, they're getting blackmailed on the other side. Yeah, they got the kiddie porn on them and the Satanist or whatever they got on them. But then they've got millions of Americans who are saying, uh-uh, you are committing treason. You are destroying our country, our economy, our manufacturing base, our population in the physical form of murder. And so what I'm saying is, this is how you fight them. You don't vote. You don't rally. You force the truth on them. You force it out publicly so they can't pretend they don't know it. And then we can have a conversation. So I appreciate everything you're doing. You do it every day. And I love your show. So
thank you, Lauren. Much appreciated, as always.
God bless.
You too. Absolutely. You know, we have choices to make, as I said in the first hour. And in addition to that, I think that, you know, the message should be not combative, I guess. Not obviously not saying that's what Lauren's saying. I think the tendency for people is to get, you know, there is the kind of the yo-yo or the rebound effect where you've been pressed down. I call it the jack-in-the-box effect, where you've been pressed down and all of a sudden, bing, pop goes the weasel. So there's a reactionary force that's anticipated. And we shouldn't do that. You know, speaking of the Bible tells us not to do that, obviously. But it's just something to be mindful of. And people who are in positions of power who have been compromised or whatever should know that, you know, what Lauren was saying, you know, we understand these things are going on and there is this effort to suborn everyone, either before or certainly during their tenure in whatever position of power or authority. And people should know, hey, we're aware of that, and we're aware that you're probably being told or made to feel that the people will never believe you and they'll think that you are responsible for this and whatever, and we know better. So just those kinds of things, you know, being wise, understanding the cross, the double cross, and the triple cross. Anyway, back to the phones. Patrick in Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much. Lauren, she's quite a firebrand there. Just it's very good, mm-hmm. Very intelligent. I like listening to that kind of stuff. It kind of shocks you out of your socks a little bit. Gene was very good. He's very intelligent. And you, Chris, you kicked it off this morning talking about JFK. And JFK, I think his seminal point was he gave us the secret society speech. He told it all right there. Unfortunately, the people were too dumb to get it. The press were complicit. He didn't, you know, he was preaching to please, you know, I'm relying on y'all to, you know, here we are to the printing press, you know, not realizing they're completely bought. There's, you know, as far as Lauren was talking about, you know, the Constitution, I'd like to think about Chris Ann Hall. She kicked me off her site, but he gives a college lecture on how the Magna Carta and all this came about in a long fashion. But she won't talk about common law and how we have been defrauded over here out of common law. This was in the because, just like he says, I've got a lot of attorney friends that, second, I have not found an attorney yet that will turn on their master. You turn on them, and it's like Eustace Mullins. He was not an attorney, but he was going, and he sued every attorney in Virginia, and nobody else would even come up to him because he had already had a case against him. But he bought a Masonic ring.
Yeah.
So that, you know, he was flashing it in front of the judge, you know, and the judge wasn't buying it. But, you know, he knew that they were, their history goes way back. You know, there's like Jefferson's attorney, vice president, Burr. He was seditious and tried to overthrow the government. And they brought him up on charges. And all these, the Masonic judge, the Masonic attorney, and I guess they had a big party, you know, and yucked it up, and he walked out, you know. He should have been hung right there on the spot, but that's the power of these Masons. They've been with us from day one, from back in Jefferson's day and all the way through. You know, they got the, if you don't see it right there in D.C., you know, it's there to be seen. You know, it's all symbolic, you know, obelisk and all that stuff. You know, we just, as I say, Kennedy, he told us it wasn't enough. You know, he didn't break it down to our level. You know, he did in a way, but it was too much.
High level, too, you know, esoteric, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and we didn't get how incredibly he did. You know, they bring together vast resources armies by night.
Guerrillas.
Not armies by day.
By night instead of armies by day, yeah.
Yeah, it was a beautiful speech, and I should try to put that to memory. But that's what we need. I think he's on it. But, he was preaching to the wrong people. He should have been teaching, he should have been talking to us at our level. And I like Dr. Peter Hammond. This man, he's a brilliant guy. Pastor Peter Hammond, he comes on with Andrew Carrington Hitchcock. He's one of led a 10,000-man march in South Africa. He's a great historian. And when he goes to talking, he's like, my jaw just opens. Wow, this guy can see a lot. You know, and he does what he says. And the true story is like, Paul Harvey used to say, and now for the rest of the story. He'll say, like, and now here's the true story of South Africa. Here's the true story of, the bad war, on and on and on. And he breaks it down beautifully. And boy, that is so good. Everybody's just sitting there, just salivating like Pavlov's dogs every Thursday when he comes on. But he's always just absolutely just, he's satiating your intellectual, curious hunger, you know, and he's great. Lauren, good job, and Chris, I think you're on it. I don't know the solutions. Lauren's got some solutions. They're good. I'm going to side with Patrick Henry. You know, tyrants only understand one thing: force, and I stand on that. You have a good day.
Thank you, Patrick. Much appreciated as always. Before we go back to the phones, a couple of things. I'm reminded of, the ways that it's been phrased, you know, you have to possess something, you know, getting back to what Lauren was saying, the way that Goethe put it, Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, you know, the Faustian bargain guy, whatever you cannot understand, you cannot possess, from the series Great Ideas of Western Man back in 1819. Whatever you cannot understand, you cannot possess. And in that sense, another way it's been put, I think it's Rod Rogers who said it, you cannot lead people where you've never been. You cannot impart what you do not possess. You cannot preach with power what you are not practicing with integrity. And I sort of think of Moses, you know. He had been through his own wilderness experience first for 40 years. And so he had practiced what he preached in a sense. I mean, it was not of his own volition per se, but, you know, hopefully that point makes sense. Back to the phones. John in Tennessee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Chris. Listen, Lauren, wow. I mean, I miss hearing her. I didn't know she had her own broadcast. But when I hear Lauren speak, Chris, for some reason, I think of the prophetess Deborah. Hey, I'm going to do this, but you're not going to like
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
That's what I hear when I hear Lauren. She is on the money.
It ain't going to go well.
So Lauren, thank you.
yeah.
That's what I hear, you know. Yeah. I mean, when I hear Lauren. But,
yeah,
you know, we were, and there's been so much that's been said, Chris, just to kind of lighten it up. I mean, I want to be bright and happy today. There's enough going on. You know, but as far as, is what's going on? Lauren was talking about bringing people in. Well, I started the Bible over this year, so I've been reading Leviticus and Numbers, and I'm up in Deuteronomy now. But you know, there was some warnings in the Old Testament, and people said that's Old Testament, that's not for us now. Well, it's got some good stuff in it, and they were told when you go into this land, hey, don't take their women. Don't have anything to do with them. And believe it or not, it was kill them all. Kill the men, kill the women, kill the children. And in some instances, kill the animals. There was a reason for that that people don't realize. And I'm not saying that we should commit genocide, but we should still heed the warning. Don't take the women to wives. Don't take the men to husbands. Because inevitably, they will teach you their ways. They will corrupt you and draw you away from the God of heaven.
Not to get sidetracked, but when you mentioned yesterday Ezekiel 38, in my own notes, I highlighted Ezekiel 38, 1 through 4, and also Genesis 10, 2 and 3. So, you know, you hear about Magog, Meshach, Tubal, and then you go back to Genesis 10, 2, and 3, and you read the sons of Japheth were Gomer and Magog. I've been saying for a while, I've said it on this broadcast a few times, not to get into this, but it's a familial turf war. It's a familial squabble. And we think of nations, and it seems the way that we're encouraged to think about this, it's anonymity, basically. And to relate it to families and kind of a, you know, family squabble makes it, I think it takes a lot of the mystery out of it. So Genesis 10, 2 and 3 says, the sons of Japheth were Gomer and Magog and Madai and Javan and Tubal and Meshech and Tyrus. The sons of Gomer were Ashkenaz and Riphath and Togarma. So it's, you know, to me, it's revealing as to kind of who's who in the zoo.
Well,
if there's someone who has a propensity along the lines of what you're talking about, yeah.
Right, and then what's the other passage? As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the time of the coming of the Son of Man. So we're repeating different players, different nation names, same script overall, same script.
Yep.
But yet the Bible is denied, you know, and then we're talking to kind of
Hold that thought, John. We're headed into a break. Okay. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Foreclosure. Expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction. A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadrepreciousmetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Welcome back. Secret crowds. Can you imagine an America comprised of Laurens who were not, you know, it's not the Marxist Workers of the World Unite. It's not the color revolutionary fist. It's the, hey, we know what you're up to, and we're just not going to stand for it. That's all. Can you imagine? And, you know, steadfast and resolute, not shaken at every you know, tremor, not moved, steadfast and resolute.
See, I've got to correct something I said. I said Deborah was a prophet. She was a judge, and that's what I see when I think of Lauren. I think of Deborah, righteous
yeah.
judge, doing what needs to be done,
and saying it ought not be this way. You know, but you know what?
If for the man for Barack who was afraid to do it.
Yeah.
Deborah actually, you know, basically said, "Look, I know you don't want to do. I'll do this for you. Like you said, it's not gonna be
not gonna go well. Heads on pikes. It's not gonna go well."
To get back to it, Lauren, I've been kicked off of every talk radio show in Tennessee and much of Alabama. They don't call it kicking off. You're in timeout. I've been told by one of the hosts, "I better be careful because he knows people and things can happen." So a veiled death threat, and I said, "You're going to threaten with sending me to heaven where I've been waiting to go my whole life? I'm supposed to be afraid of that?" Someone else telling me, "Why don't you just go away and die? Call screener tell you to go away and die. Why? Because in a time of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act." Now, to end on a light note, you were talking with Glenn about nuclear bombs at the light note of the Cold War.
Yeah.
I remember as a third or fourth grader in school in Detroit, well, when we did our fallout training, you know, for evil Russia, it was duck and cover, get under the desk, open the windows, get under the desk. Chris, even as a fourth grader, I knew, well, why do they take me to the boiler room in the basement when there's a tornado, but this thing that's going to destroy the world, they stick me under a desk.
Right.
As a fourth grader, it didn't make sense.
Right.
But our parents were okay with it. And I agree
yeah.
with her in completely. You know, I remember a song as a child in Sunday school. Be careful, little eyes, what you see, little ears, what you hear, little hands, what you do, little feet, where you go, and why? Because our minds are these amazing computers, got ears.
Yeah.
Ability to allow our posterity to be numbed, to be destroyed mentally, to lose the ability to have, like you've said many times, any original thought. We're neglecting the Bible. It's a good book, people. You ought to pick it up and read it. It's got every answer to life's problems in it. It'll tell you what happened 10,000, 3,000, 6,000 years ago. It'll tell you how to apply it to your life today, and it'll tell you what's coming tomorrow. But we neglect it. We turn on the news, and we listen to the reports of the hosts before you talking about, well, we're expecting a nuclear bomb to be set off in New York City sometime soon. Okay, well, that's not fear-mongering, is it? And, oh, by the way, buy some more freeze-dried food. Be ready. Guns and ammo, be ready. Don't trust on God. Don't lean on God. Do it yourself. And then when God shows up, you can tell God, I did it. What do you mean you had my back? When you get weak in yourself and you look to God, he will show up. I know that for a fact. He will show up. And we really, you know, we all have our Job moments. I don't see Daniel asking Nebuchadnezzar for permission to pray. Just like that's what flipped my mindset on getting this religious exemption for the shot. I don't need their permission to tell them no. I'll have my Daniel moment. I may wind up in a lion's den or a firing squad. I don't care. I'm not asking for their permission to obey God. And with that, I appreciate what you do. And Lauren, oh man, I'm telling you, keep it up, girl.
Thank you, John. Chris. Much appreciated. As always, stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour. Before we go back to the phones, real quick. So just another brief comment on this stuff. So the nuclear stuff, the nuclear threat, and, you know, that's not just whatever. The stuff that pop culture has groomed us on, you know, the, I don't know, 24 Kiefer Sutherland stuff, you know, it's a suitcase nuke. It's a dirty something or other. It's, you know, not just that stuff, but the EMP stuff we could include, you know, the high altitude stuff. Even Chuck Missler fell prey to this kind of stuff. I think it's just a threat. It's the strategy of tension to keep people wringing their hands. It's the proverbial sword of Damocles, you know, the threat of impending disaster to keep you paralyzed. Because if you let that go and you think, yeah, you know, whatever. I mean, even if it does happen, as John pointed out, even fourth graders know that crawling under your desk is useless. then you are free and you're not gripped by some beastly sort of habitual socially engineered thinking. So I think that's important to point out. But in addition to that, in John Taylor Gatto, you know, that video clip that you can find on RBN, The Six Purposes of Schooling, where he talks about the six important functions of secondary education from Alexander James Ingalls' Principles of Secondary Education, published back in 1918. It's from the Chapter 10X, The Aims and Functions of Secondary Education, Section 2, The Functions of Secondary Education. You can find this on archive.org if you are interested. It's extremely dull, as Gatto points out. But the first two functions are what Ingalls calls the adjustive or adaptive function and the integrating or conformity function. And so that means, you know, one, you know, the latter is the establishment of fixed habits or of reaction to authority, and two, the former is develop like-mindedness, unity in thoughts and habits. And so Gatto explains, he says, you know, what do you think is the purpose of all of these ridiculous commands that kids are given that obviously don't make sense in school? It's to do this. It's to create an establishment of fixed habits of reaction to authority and develop like-mindedness and unity of thought and habit among children so that they're predictable and malleable. And as Bertrand Russell later said in The Impact of Science on Society, so that they'll, you know, they'll do what the authorities desire and not give it a second thought. And that's what those ridiculous things like crawling under your desk are all about. It's to instill fear. It's the proverbial, you know, sword of Damocles, or the strategy of tension, the impending sense of doom. And the strategy of tension says that only the state can solve this for me. So you got to keep that, you know, keep people frothy with fear, and at the same time leading them to believe that only the state, only the mommy state, the nanny state can fix it. So back to the phones. Larkin, Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Oh, hi, Chris.
Good morning, sir.
I thought I'd call back because I think the last time I called, my voice was garbled and it was very, very tail end of the program. Just a quick note, I left those links in your chat room that I alluded to in our last conversation. And particularly, I want you to take note, if you happen to catch it, or the listeners might catch it, is the allusion to Evolution 2.0 and the story of the prize, so named the Evolution 2.0 prize, which is a $10 million prize that is put up by a techie named Perry Marshall from Chicago. And he's got people like our members of the Royal Society in London and people like George Church, the geneticist from Harvard, that's a professor at MIT, on the nominating and judging committees. But this is important because, frankly, I think America's lost.
Yeah.
I think the only thing that anyone could save is themselves at this point. And I have to tell you that for years, I've been uncomfortable with my relationship in this network, and particularly when John was alive, because I never thought the Constitution was a solution for a damn thing. The Constitution was the source of the problem from the beginning. And I'm going to tell y'all who has been speaking out about this. This guy was a career NSA employee, and his name is Michael Gaddy, spelled G-A-D-D-Y. He has a broadcast on Revolution Radio, called Addicted to Your Own or Our Own Destruction. And also another one called Dare to Think Out Loud. On the Telegram channel, he does a interaction with the listeners once a week on Tuesday evenings. And it's called Teach Me True History. But if anyone listens to even one of his broadcasts, they're going to discover that this thing that we stylize is the social contract, you know, beyond the one that we know in the Bible, is the solution for anything. They're going to see that the thing was rigged from the beginning.
Well,
I mean,
so
Thomas
it's...
Jefferson was a... Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Thomas Jefferson what?
Thomas Jefferson was a pen pal of Adam Weishaupt.
And a sympathizer, you know, an apologist. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, here's a man all of these founding fathers. I mean, even Benedict Arnold. I mean, I was looking up his wife, Peggy Shippen, the other day to see what kind of intrigue was going down at that time. But, right. Yeah, Thomas Jefferson was sympathetic to Illuminists, and so was George Washington.
He said, you know, Washington had some different remarks, I would say, but Jefferson in particular, paraphrasing him, he said, of Weishaupt in particular, I see no reason to be concerned.
Yeah, well, anyway, the other thing I wanted to drop for your benefit and the listeners perhaps is I know you've got a Facebook account. I only go there to lurk, by and large. You know, Nikki's the one that talked me into moving over there back in 2009. And, you know, I felt creepy about it then. I feel creepier still today. But be that as it may, look at the work that these women are doing that no one's talking about on this network at all. And that would include people like Julianne Romanello. Roman, E-L-L-O, Julianne Romanello. Also a woman, she's from Tulsa, Oklahoma. She's a mom with four children, the oldest 13 years old. Her husband's a former musician. And I guess he works in corporate America today. She's now a stay-at-home mom. But she was a former political science and philosophy professor at the University of Tulsa. She's also was raised Roman Catholic, and she's a staunch Christian. Another woman is a woman named Cindy Niles, spelled just like it sounds, N-I-L-E-S, in Australia. She has two channels. And, you know, then there's where I live is a woman named Lynn Davenport. Lynn Davenport is running for a seat on the Dallas College board. But see, I don't think you can fix education system in this country. I'm actually all for abolishing not only the Department of Education, but the entire public school system because it's too broken. I mean, all you have to do is look at the largest teachers unions in this country and how they get their funding and who are they in bed with. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I don't think there's any saving America. I really don't. And the reason is because of this love affair with technology, particularly these grin technologies, genetics, robotics, information, and nanotech. And I just don't think, I mean, we live in a time where the grand poobahs have decided that there are limits to growth. And therefore, we need to move our entire economic activities into the metaverse, into a world where young people coming out of high school are encouraged to become cybersecurity experts. And actually, there is a degree program for such. I mean, if parents would just look at the curriculum of not only the public and the private schools, because they all have to teach the same test. And then look at the curriculum in any college or university. I was looking at this back in 2004, and I was shocked then.
Yeah.
it's gotten so much worse today, you know, where people actually think they're doing something sitting in front of a keyboard. It's just unbelievable, Chris. And yeah. When you read this information about Perry Marshall and this so-called Evolution 2.0 prize, there's a presentation that he provides. I mean, this is a man that styles himself as, you know, quite brilliant. He's made a lot of money. He's the guy that taught American business people about Google AdSense so they could make money on Google, for God's sake. And then the same Google is the one that bought out YouTube. And a man by the name of Ken McCarthy, you know, he encouraged everyone to become a budding filmmaker. And if you could be a filmmaker, you could be a star. You know, starring in your own productions. And, of course, at the same time, suggesting this is the only way to advertise nowadays. Your particular product or service or whatever it is you do. I'm going to conclude with this. You know, I spent 23 years of my life involved in organized crime. And I finally had to get away from it in 1994. I've shared with you that story before. But when I moved back to Texas in 1990 and I realized that all the restaurateurs were still serving up poison. And remember, this is on the heels of the phenomenon of the 1,500-mile Caesar salad. And when I realized that there was no localism engendered within the minds of the restaurateurs and the chefs around here, I realized it was all over, and I've been fighting a losing battle, although I tried mightily to rail against it. But there's no way that you could feed the number of people in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex if they shut off the supply transportation routes. And they can do that with the drop of a hat nowadays with this instant communication technology that we've been proffered. And everybody thinks this is just all fine. You know, we're not living in reality anymore. The Constitution was the problem from the beginning. It's not the solution. I myself was never a party to it. Go ahead, Chris.
You know, echoes of Lysander Spooner. I would say, and you know, folks that don't understand, I would tell folks who think, you know, I don't know, it sounds like heresy in America, what you're saying. They don't understand your background of knowledge and how you've studied, you know, I would call it the godless contingent of utilitarians and so forth, and ultimately, you know, the technocrats and cybernetic totalists coming forward several hundred years. I mean, you're talking you are reducing your vast research and study of at least about 500 years worth of folks, the names of whom most people have never heard, and their influence on everything. And I would say underlying that sentiment that the Constitution was never the solution, it was always the source of the problem, is this school of thought that the undercurrent that, you know, brought us the Constitution and, you know, these things that people have said. I think it was Shaw who said imprescriptible rights of man, hogwash, which reminds me of Ezra Pound, you know, on the technique of infamy. Inventing two lies, getting you arguing heatedly over which one is true. And so it's this undercurrent, and basically the undercurrent is deciding what, you know, speaking of the social contract, what the social contract will be. And now we have Klaus Schwab telling us, as part of the Great Reset, which is not a new concept, by the way, that there's a new social contract. And so it's always who's deciding. And I, you know, I don't know. I guess I would encourage folks who probably don't fully understand what you're saying to do their own research. And what I respect about Lauren is I feel that she's done also done a considerable amount of research. And it's interesting. I think, you know, like you said, it's what I would – the way I would put it is it's for us all to decide for ourselves. And what's supposed to happen, whether you – you know, whatever you end up – whatever view you end up holding, we're supposed to fall back on this idea that, well, you know what? We have no other choice really but to follow this undercurrent that I'm talking about, whether it's the Constitution or whether it's this new social contract Klaus Schwab is talking about, instead of deciding for ourselves, which my understanding is, if, you know, there's anything patently American – it's that concept, which ironically we've sort of abdicated. So I don't know if that makes sense.
I can drop one more breadcrumb.
Yeah,
I can drop
please
one
stick
more
around. Stick
break.
Around, folks. We'll be right back.
Hey there. Are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown.
Welcome back. I'm going to try to summarize real quick and then your breadcrumb. So this is my synopsis. If you're someone like Lark, you see after hundreds and hundreds of years of, you know, historical research, you see in the wake of the Gutenberg era a subtle, largely imperceptible, I would say, yet unbroken thread of Neoplatonists guiding the intellectual Western undercurrent, not just Western but beyond. And you know, you have guys like John Dee all the way back then saying, you know, we need a society that will see all and be seen by none. We need total information awareness for full spectrum dominance. And now you fast forward to Harari speaking of the grin technology, saying when you have enough data, you don't need to send soldiers in order to control a country. But most people have no idea what I just said.
Well, I think that's probably true. Unfortunately, we still have a few places that we could speak about these things, and there will be people attracted to the things that are discussed here. You know, for anyone that doubts what I'm trying to say, or what I said earlier, if they just go online and look up social contract theory, and then look up something called Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness. These are Wikipedia entries, for instance. Mm-hmm. You know, Thomas Jefferson spent a lot of time in France currying favor with the French nobles.
Yeah,
at the time instead of the drafting of this.
Yeah, instead of participating in the Constitutional Convention, in fact. Why is that?
Yeah, which was, by the way, above top secret. And excluded the average man in the street.
The laity.
The boy.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, the one thing to remember when you look up Life, Liberty, and Pursuit of Happiness is why were these particular words chosen as opposed to life, liberty, and property?
Right.
Which was a well-known precept of John Locke. Instead, they had to weave in the social contract theories of other thinkers of the time.
Right.
Rousseau, for example.
Which, again, gets back to that godless, what I would call Kabbalistic, you know, Swedenborgian, theosophical, Neoplatonic contingent.
And when, you know, there's only one word that it all boils down to. Okay, when we try to synthesize everything that we talk about, it all boils down to property and your definition of property. When you cannot own your mind and your own body, and you cannot own the ground that you trod upon, when you cannot own the place you hang your hat up at night, then you have been reduced to actual slavery.
And what has Klaus Schwab said? By 2030, you'll own nothing and like it. And Harari says that includes even your own DNA. Yeah.
That's right. Well, thank you very much, Chris.
Thank you, Lark. Much appreciated. Pat, I'm sorry we missed you, but I think this was very important stuff. I hope that it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.